Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 19th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70. But I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So, now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start with, frankly, probably certainly the grimmest message I have ever published so far. Namely, that with the arrival of Mike Pompeo into the administration, war with Russia, in my opinion, is now certain, with all that that involves. I haven't looked forward to saying this, and I say it with deep sadness, but an internal conviction that this is going to happen. I don't know when, I don't know how, but the fact is that it is as certain that war will take place now with Mike Pompeo as it would have been if Hillary Clinton had been elected, which was the reason that I wanted to keep her out and that I took exceptionally an interest in politics over last year's election, or the election of the year before last, actually. So that's the first part of my show. Then we'll talk just briefly about how retail sales missed expectations rather badly, and I'll have more to say that further on in the show as well. Then I'm going to follow up from my story on Equifax. I'm going to leave it to you to listen to the show to find out what actually happened and what the corollary is of all that, but that will come next. Then, as I said, back to retail sales, which are a very serious downward consideration, and I will be talking about the consequences of this. Then a new scandal has come up at the Obama administration, which ordered the removal of over 500,000 fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants. How about that? When it comes to keeping immigration, illegal immigration, in check. Then what I call a nasty little story about a nasty little company, Apple, which frankly I've always hated since the beginning, because of their refusal to make parts interchangeable with other makers, and of course their parts and their services are double the cost of everybody else's. So going to hear a little bit about that today. Then we shall have some interesting information for you about the outgoing Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Not as bad a development, the firing of Tillerson, as some might think. And then Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, how she's joined the anti-Russia bandwagon without any evidence to back it up. Shameful, if you ask me. And finally, I'm going to do a bit about censorship and the stunning purge of conservative voices from the web. And so that will be my show for today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy it if you're of a mind to sign up. If not, this is Richard Martin saying have a great weekend, a great week ahead. And I'll see you next weekend on Friday, same time, same place. Until then, bye-bye.